Thank God. Well, we've been in a series, which we're getting close to wrapping up, I believe, but we've been in a series for some time, had some breaks, but we've been back for a few weeks, called The Spirit of Victory. And if you did not hear the earlier messages, I encourage you to go back and listen to them, because these build on one another. We're not going to review everything. We couldn't possibly review everything we've said. And where we're at now, it builds on where we've come from. And we've said that throughout, especially on this. We're talking about the spirit of victory, but you don't, a lot of people skip past all the stuff we talked about. I'm not saying you have to teach it like this. I'm just saying there's certain things that you need to understand if you're going to stand and get the victory in situations. God has already made the way, but the enemy tries to push us off, and the way he tries to push us off, the Bible says we're not ignorant of his devices. And he uses the same type of tactics on everybody, or he tries them. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 2:14. You can just look at it on your sheet there. Or we'll put it up too. We'll look at it at different translations. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place." Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. It says he always leads us in triumph in Christ. Always. He is leading us in triumph. That means he always wins. God always wins, and he's always leading us in the path where we would win. Now we have to follow him. Okay, he leads us in triumph in Christ, but we don't have to follow him. It's the same in every area. But we have to make up our mind we're going to go after him. We're going to believe him. And if we follow him, the end is always going to be we're going to win in every area. Because God never loses. Amen. He doesn't. He never has lost anything. He doesn't lose. People decide not to follow him. But he gave us a free will. Now look at this. I don't know how many of these we'll be able to put up, but look at your sheet there. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Actually, let's look at it in the God's Word translation first, because we've done that one several times. 2 Corinthians 2:14, the God's Word translation, the fourth one down there. It says, "But I thank God who always leads us in victory because of Christ." He always leads us in victory because of Christ. See, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of victory. If you will follow him, if you will act in line with his word and his spirit, it's always a note of victory. It's always winning. God is not sad. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
He's not sad.
No.
So anything that's really somber, really heavy, it's not him. People make a mistake. Sometimes they get way too serious about stuff. And they think they're being spiritual. And they're not. Oh, but I just have this burden. These people, I got to pray. And I'm not trying to make fun. I'm not saying there isn't a reality that people are going to hell or people are going through trials. There are, but you getting sad is not going to help anybody. Did you hear me?
Yes.
God knows. Think of what God deals with. The creation that he deals with, they reject him every day. People turn their back on him. Look at what happened to Jesus when he came. They spit on him. They mocked him. They crucified him. You know, God deals with people that are going to be lost by their choice. It's not because he sent anybody to hell. God has not sent anybody to hell. People send themselves to hell because they reject Jesus.
Amen.
And he deals with that. But God's not sad. It grieves him. But there's a difference between something grieving you and then you getting depressed about it. God is not depressed.
That's right.
And you getting depressed about something, see, you've crossed a line. Something can touch your emotions, something can you can feel for somebody, but if you let it get you down, you've missed it. You crossed a line because God's not down, and that's not the way he's leading you. That's not God. The motivation could be righteous, but you just let it get you down, which is devilish. If you're depressed about a relative not doing what they ought to do, you're off. Did you hear me? That's not righteous. I mean, that's not God. God is not motivating you to be depressed. He's always victorious. He's not looking at he's going to be defeated. He's saying, we'll still whip. If people listen to him, you're still going to win. And as long as somebody's breathing, there is hope for them on the earth. So getting depressed about it is you just yielding to the devil.
That's right.
He's the one that's looking to get people depressed, because when you're depressed, and this time of the year, people are tempted because of past, you know, they lost somebody. No matter what time of the year they lost them, they particularly remember it at this time of the year, right? No matter if you lost them in June, we don't have them here. They're in Thanksgiving or Christmas, right? So that's a temptation to get down about it. But you getting down is not going to help anybody. And it's you're being led by, listen, that's being led by the enemy at that point. Because if he can get you down and with negative emotions, now he can start leading you in places you don't want to go. You're not thinking clearly when you're depressed. People do all kinds of stupid stuff when they're depressed. They blow things way, way, way out of proportion. That around this time of the year, people go so far as to take their life because they think something in front of them is bigger and there's no way to go on. Well, what is that? They've taken their eyes off God, who is victorious, and looked at something, and they're saying there's no way out. Well, let me ask you a question. Is there ever a situation where God does not have the answer?
No.
Now, people don't have to listen to him. But is there ever a situation he goes, yeah, this is hopeless. I'm going home. I don't have anything to do here. I cannot. This is harder than anything I've ever seen. This is too big for me. Anybody? Michael? Gabriel? You guys have? I don't have an answer. I'm done. Has there ever been that?
No.
Now, there is stuff that he says, I know what to do, and people say, I'm not listening to you, and he goes, okay. So there are things God cannot do. He cannot. He won't. He's bound himself. He will not override your will. So a person, God can have the answer. It happens every day because people reject Jesus, have the answer, put it right in front of them, and they say no. Well, he can't come in and override your will. He's given us a free will. He can't go back on that. But God is not depressed about it. He's not saying there wasn't any way. He's not saying there's not still hope. Are you with me? His spirit is the spirit of victory. No matter what situation you find yourself in, if you look to him, you'll find there's a note of victory. Even in a tough situation, even if something that will pull on your emotions, he still has the answer. He still has a way out.
Amen.
See, Satan wants you to start looking at the negative to where everything looks bad and you start getting depressed. Well, that is going to lead you in the wrong place, not to victory, because you're acting like God does not have the answer. The right view is, I don't like this. This is not fun. I would have not liked to have gone through this, but God has a way out, and I'm going to choose to look at him and choose to say, Lord, what would you have me to do here? I'm going to choose to enjoy in the middle of this. I'm still going to enjoy my life because this is the only day like this that I get. Why am I going to waste it? Being depressed about something? No, I'm going to look to him because he's the God of hope. He's the God of victory. Lift up your countenance. Lift up your head. Look to him. He is always the spirit of victory. He always leads us in victory. Like I said, we don't have to follow, but that's why we're talking about this, so that we will follow. Get enough word in us, in front of us, that we say, you know what? I used to react like this, but you know what? I'm not reacting like that because I see God wants me to go over here. I choose to go over here. He will lead us in the right path.
Amen.
every time.
Amen.
Amen. So let's look at this in a few other translations. So the New Living Translation says, "But thank God he has made us his captives and continues to lead us along in Christ's triumphal procession." He has made us his captives and continues to lead us along in Christ's triumphal procession. Does that sound like depression?
No.
I like this next one, the Common English Bible. I don't know if we have that one either. It says, "But thank God who is always leading us around through Christ as if we were in a parade." That give you a good visual? Is that sad? Well, I'm going to a parade. Just depressed about it. I don't know. Does that sound sad to you? No, when you think parade, you're thinking victory. We won something. Well, that's what, see, it says, thank God who is what? Always leading us around through Christ as if we are in a parade. In other words, there's not a time where it's like, well, this is just one of the bad days. Get off the parade, go back in the, you know, back area, just mope. Maybe tomorrow we'll be back on the parade, but today my parade has stopped. Is that what always means?
No.
He's always leading us around through Christ as if we're in a parade. That means if we'll listen to him, you can have a parade every day.
Amen.
People say, oh, that's too far-fetched. That's what, I'm not saying it. It's not Jim saying it. It's the Bible saying it. Well, that's just, I mean, that's really, that's maybe for some elite, super spiritual Christian. Only if you treat it like that. But if you just take it like a little child and say, well, we're having a parade every day? This is awesome. We can just say, all right. And the world can look like it's falling down around you, but you can say, we're still having the parade. People look at you like you're nuts. Now, I'm not saying be insensitive, but you know, even when stuff is going bad inside, you can just say, parade time. We're having a parade. I'm having a parade. Everybody's going moping, and you're like, parade, I'm having a parade. Parade, parade, parade. Yippee, yippee. Seriously. I'm not making light of the stuff we face in life. It can be heavy. But if we listen to the Bible, if we listen to what the Bible said, you don't have to be sad about it. Because anyway, it's only here for a short time. Even if it's another 100 years, it's a short time. And you're going to be out of here. That's nothing compared to forever.
Amen.
It'll end. As somebody said, one of his favorite verses or favorite sayings in the Bible is, it came to pass. Huh? It came, it's going to pass. It's going to go. Anything you're facing right now, it will go. I can say that with 100% knowledge, because you're going to leave the earth someday. Well, but my kids, they're going to leave the earth someday. What is getting heavy going to do with it? Do for you?
Nothing.
Is that going to help the situation? No. It's going to make it worse. Because now you can deal with the situation, now you're down about it. What is that going to help? Nothing. It's going to make it worse. You can't think clearly like that. No, we have to get our minds straight. God is leading us. If we'll listen to him, he's saying, I'm going to the parade. Who's coming? It's too heavy. Well, God is saying, we're still having the parade. You coming? We'll deal with this. And on the parade, we can talk about how to get through this. If you just look at me, I have a way through. If you're going to get off the parade, you know, you're going to feel like it's just no way. Well, that's not God. God never reaches a place where there's no way.
Hallelujah.
Never. You're thinking, well, but there's this. This is, no, that's not true. We're talking about the Almighty.
Amen.
Just let that sink in. We sing about it.
Yeah.
We sung about it today. The song's called Almighty. Do we believe it?
Yes.
Is he really that big?
Yes.
Then it's parade time.
Yeah.
Then it's time to act like that's true. You don't get anything just by singing it. I mean, you can get blessed. Thank God we can sing about it. But we're getting our eyes focused on him so we can receive the word, and then we have to act like it's true, just like a child. Well, God said it. Okay, here we go. He'll take care of it. Your mind will say, well, you got to figure it out. Who said you had to figure it out? Let me ask you a question. If you tell your child, we're going to such and such, or we're going to get you, does that child, a 3 or 4 year old child, have to figure everything out about it to believe you? Well, a 3 or 4 year old to you, that's not even beginning to talk about what you are to God. We think we're so old and mature. No, we're not. I don't care if you're 40, 50, 60, 70 to the Almighty who has always been. Makes the 3 year old look pretty old compared to you. Well, I got to get it all figured out. No, you don't. You just got to believe him. Act like what he said is true. He's got it figured out. Would somebody just choose to believe that right now, that God has it figured out? He has it figured out. Everybody say, he has it figured out. God has it figured out. Today. Now. So we don't have to stress about it. It's not our job to figure it out. Now, I'm not saying you're irresponsible, but sometimes we think we're being responsible when all we're doing is just worrying. That's not responsible. If he said he's going to lead us in victory, then our attitude ought to be like, well, show me what to do and I'll do it and it'll work. I don't have to figure out the whole plan. I just have to know what you're telling me to do and do it. It's you that figures out the plan. You do what he tells you to do. But we've gotten too much caught up in the intellectualism of the day and age we live in, that you have to know everything and it's all up to you. But that's not how a child of God is supposed to operate. We're supposed to trust him. I know it's not popular. Now you have people say, oh, you're just ignorant. You need the crutch of religion, blah, blah, blah. But acting like there's no God is what's ignorant. Acting like you don't need him is ignorant, because if he created you to follow him and to walk in faith, and you're going to act like you don't need him, that's ignorant. If he said to follow him and you say you don't need him, that's bad. That's trouble. I know I need him, and I know he knows more than I do. So I don't have to figure it out. You don't have to figure it out. We just have to believe what he said.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 15:57. It's on your sheet. We went over some new translations here, but we've gone over some of these. Let's keep moving. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we camped on this a little bit last week. This with another verse, but he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, it's not all up to you. He gives us the victory through him, through what he did and through what he is doing. What is our job? Believe it. Go after him. Let him lead. Act like it's true. It's through him. It's not through your strength. Go ahead and put up 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4 says, now you are of God, little children. Like somebody said, that is not a figure of speech. That's what, like we were just talking about. We are little children compared to the Almighty. You may say, well, you know, I'm mature, I'm 40, I'm 50, I'm 60, I know some stuff. Not compared to the one that's been around forever, who created the universe, who created your body, who created all the laws that govern this realm. All the stuff we're figuring out, he created it.
Amen.
He made it.
Amen.
That's like you going to the manufacturer of an automobile and say, hey, I figured out some stuff about the car that you designed and made, and acting like you know more than him or the company. Well, they built it. They designed it. They know much more than you know. They know all the materials, and they know the stress points, and they know where stuff is going to break down, and et cetera. God created this thing. All the laws that we're figuring out that have enabled us to have, you know, the technological advances. He made it. He designed it. So he is far beyond anything that we can comprehend, and he knows stuff that you don't know. He knows the future.
Yes, amen.
You don't. I don't. So when he tells us to do something, our job is, okay, I'll do that. You know more than I do. You're going to help me. And I know if you're leading me, there's victory. Because you don't ever lead, so God never leads you in defeat. It says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, those in the world, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. The spirit of the living God is greater than the spirit of the world, and is greater than Satan, greater than the evil world. God is almighty, and he's put his spirit on the inside of us, which just blows your mind right there. We can't really comprehend that. But that spirit of victory is in you. If you're a born-again Christian, if you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you've confessed him as your Lord and Savior, you have the Almighty in you. So it's not up to you to do everything in and of yourself. It's up to you to follow him and do what he would tell you to do in his word and by his spirit. And if you do that, the result is victory. He knows where to go. He's told us general principles in his word that is truth. Those things are truth. They will always apply in every situation. And then he's going to lead you by his spirit in line with his plan for your life if you listen. And that path is victory. He's never going to lead you in such a way that it will violate something in his word. If you ever hear something, you know, you feel like a sense to do something and you can find a scripture that contradicts what you think you should do, then you're not hearing from God. If somebody ever tells you, oh, I'm going to do such and such, and you can think of a verse that contradicts it, it's not God. God won't lead anyone to do something that contradicts his word. So he's given us his way, his truth, and then he's told us, if we'll listen, he's leading us in victory by his spirit. But he said, the one that's in us is greater than in the world. So we don't have to worry about what's in the world. People get all up in arms about what's going on in the world. Isn't it getting so bad? Yeah, it is bad. But we are not of the world. We're in the world, and we've talked about that. We're in it, but we're not of it. We have the Spirit of God living inside of us. And even in this realm, the way it is, as messed up as it is, God still has a way for us to be victorious through it. Now, when we are out of here, it is going to get really, really bad. Because there's nothing restraining. The good that's in you through Jesus, the Spirit of God, that you carry with you, that's all gone. When the Christians are gone, that's gone. Now there's just lawlessness. And it is going to be really bad. But to think right now we're in this and somehow God doesn't understand it and God doesn't have a way out and a way through is focusing on the wrong thing. He does. And then again, people get so heavy about the state of the world, just you're focusing on the wrong thing. God knows that. God knows it better than anybody, but he's not depressed about it. This is the creation he made. I mean, it's not the way he made it. It's fallen. This is in its fallen state. This is not the way he created it. You're seeing it much removed from the way he created it. But, yeah, you got people that reject him every day and people that are going in all different directions and have made up false religions and worship idols and all kinds of immorality everywhere. But God's not depressed about it. It grieves his heart, but he's not depressed. He still knows if people will listen to him, he's going to lead those in victory and we're going to win. That's the truth. That'll lift you up. That'll bring you higher. You say, well, I'm on his side. He's going to win, so here we go. I don't like all this nonsense going around, and if they only wake up, you could come to Jesus too, but I'm not getting depressed about it. I'm still going to have my little parade. He is greater. Notice, but it's he who is greater. He the one. You're not thinking it's all you. Now, this is a pride issue, because in our day and age, people want to talk about how much they know and how much experience they have, and it takes humility to say, I don't know. I don't know exactly what I need to do, but he does, and I'm going to go to him. See, people want to say, no, I have it figured out. Well, you're fooling yourself, because you don't have it figured out. And you find it all the time. Again, I'm not making fun of people, but it's a humility to say, I do need God. You know, people act in this day and age, they'll mock Christians. Christians are mocked very much, and it's not a mistake that it got into our culture. I could name TV shows, including cartoons that were coming out in the late 80s and 90s, that the guy next door was the stupid Christian that didn't have anything together and was made to look like a bumbling fool. That's not by accident. No. Nobody wants to be that guy. But that's a lie. Are there people that act certain ways? People are people. But the thing is to undermine godly principles and undermine God and make it look like people that would look to God are fools and weak-minded. That's not true.
That's right.
That's a lie. Who would plant that lie? Well, the enemy. To get people to be like, well, I don't want to, I'm open-minded. I'm free. I make up my own mind, not like I believe God. Oh, you're backwards. That's a plot. Because then people are like, well, backing away from stuff. It's like high school all over again. Or little, people are looking at it going, well, I don't want to be that guy. Ooh, I'm not that. Oh, I'm a Christian, but I'm not like that. I mean, I'm open. It's a setup. There's nothing wrong with saying, I believe God. And I trust him, and if it says it in the Bible, I believe it. Well, you're a fool. This and this contradicts. I don't care. God's right. And you'll find out he's right.
Yeah, he's right.
When all the dust settles, he's right.
Yes,
his way will be shown to be the right way.
Yes.
And everything he said in the Word of God is true.
Yes.
People say, how can it? How can it? No, God's Word's true. You say, well, you're just backwards and you're weak-minded. No, I choose to believe that the Almighty exists, that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, that we got to believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, and be bold about it. Because pretty soon, everybody's going to find out it's true anyway.
That's right.
Really shortly. Whether they live another 100 years, they're going to wake up and go, oh, there is a God. And they're going to have a rude awakening. Don't back down. Don't be embarrassed. That's from the enemy trying to work it in to the culture to be pushing away from God instead of pressing into him.
Yeah.
You stand up and say, yeah, I know God. Do you know him?
Amen.
I know him. He doesn't exist. No, I know him. I've seen him. I've talked to him. I've seen his ways. I've seen his hand in my... Well, that's all coincidence. You can say what you want, but I've seen it. It's too much coincidence. Sorry.
That's right.
I've seen it work over and over. I mean, you can give... the strongest thing is your testimony when you talk to people.
Amen.
Sorry, I've seen certain things happen. You can't convince me it's just coincidence. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Now, we were... Go over to Ephesians 6:10. We spent some time here. But notice, greater is he who is in you, not you're so great. Now, you believe that you can do what God told you to do. But that's not the same as believing you're all-sufficient in yourself. It's not about how strong you are about me. It's not that we don't have anything. I'm not saying, well, we don't do anything. No, we do what he told us to do. God gave us a brain. He gave us talents and abilities. But I'm not relying on those to get me through. I use those in submission to him.
Amen.
See, that's different. Yes, a humble person will say, yes, I can do such and such, and yes, I'm experienced here. But they don't act like that's the only thing. But I serve him. He wants me to shelve all this stuff. Okay. So Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of His might." Be strong in the Lord in the power of His might, not in the power of your might. Now we're talking about walking in victory. As you're walking, we need to understand that He is leading us in victory, and I'm going to rely on Him and the power of His might. Now, this is not the same thing as saying just, "God, You do everything." No. It's saying, "I'm going to do what You tell me to do, and I'm going to believe that You're leading me, and I'm going to walk through. But I'm not doing it in my strength, I'm doing it in Your strength." But notice, I have to acknowledge Him, and I have to walk after Him. He's not going to just pick me up and do everything for me. So it takes you believing His word here. Amen. Believing the things we've said. If He told us that He's leading us in victory, well, He's leading us in victory. So my face is going to get bright. If I say, "Oh, I believe God's going to lead us in victory," but I'm all depressed, then I don't really believe it. I don't care what I say. Okay, what somebody tells you, if they are distraught about things, but I believe God. No. Because if you believed God, you would say, "He's got this. Yeah, this looks like it's falling apart, but He's got it, and I'm following Him." See, that's faith. People try to make faith something it's not. It's just trusting Him.
That's right.
And if He said, "Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might," then if I say, "Oh, I just can't do it, I'm so weak," I don't believe what this is saying. It's not the way I feel, it's what He said.
That's right.
See, I may feel weak, but if He told me I can do it through Him, well, now I'm going to believe His strength's kicking in.
Amen.
Now, this is where we're talking about victory. Walking. Now, we can't recap everything we've talked about, but we're talking about walking through a difficult situation. Well, when you go through, you have to rely on Him to bring you through. There might be a point where you feel, "I can't make it. This is too big." Well, you're not looking at the right thing at that point. Your strength will fail in that sense if you're looking at the wrong thing. But if you look at Him, if you'll say, "God, I feel weak, but I'm not going by my feelings. And then according to Your word, I'm strong in You. I'm going to be strong in You in the power of Your might. I'm going to rely on You to bring me through. But I'm going to hold my head up high, and I'm going to say You're leading me and guiding me, and You always lead me in triumph, so I'm going through. I will go through. I'm coming over. We're going to win." See, that's a different place than saying, "I just don't know how," and I'm not making fun of that, but saying, I just don't know how, and I just God," and just in wallowing. You're not believing Him. You've decided to shut Him out at that point. I know people would look at it like that, but in the midst of a circumstance, if all believe the word, I am going to keep walking through. And regardless of what I feel like, I'm going to say, "I'm strong in Him. I'm strong in Him. I'm going through. We're still going to win." Your feelings can feel completely opposite, but we're not walking by feelings. Your feelings can feel like giving up and crying, but you say, "No, God is bringing me through this thing. He's showing me how to get through it. He's bringing me through. He's bringing me over. There are good things in my future. I follow the Almighty God, and He's leading me out." So you start speaking like that, there's strength there. There's power there. This is how we win. You go to the next verse. "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Next verse. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Next one. "Therefore take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand."
Amen.
Now notice this. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Now just go, we're going to run through the next part of it, and then we'll come back to this. Go to the next verse, Isaac, please. "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness." So truth, we're not going to get into these things in detail, but it's all the things we've been talking about. You need to focus. Can you go back? We need to focus on what's true. Okay? Believe that you are going to walk through this. You are the righteousness of God, that the greater one's on the inside of you. Go to the next verse, please. Shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Just in the middle of this chaos, you believe the good news. You are centered on Him. Okay? The peace of God will surround you and bring you through. Go ahead. Next one. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Go ahead, the next one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Next one. Praying always with all prayer and supplication, the Spirit being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplications with all the saints. So he touches on some things here. But what I want to focus on is in verse 13. So he talks about these different things, and we've been talking about different facets, not specifically in this context, but things. You got to believe some things about God as you're walking through. But here it says, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Notice, you may be able to withstand in the evil day. There are things that come against us. Now, we've talked about this. Go back and listen to the earlier messages if you haven't. There are things that come, trials and tribulations that come against us in this earth. We're not exempt from facing things. God's not sending them. But Jesus said in John 16:33, in this world you would have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. So, and we spent a lot of time on this, and go back and listen to the messages. But in the middle of it, when stuff comes in the evil day, that you're able to withstand.
Amen.
If you're able to withstand, we're talking about victory.
Amen.
In other words, that thing doesn't take you out.
Amen.
Having done all, stand. See, now when you've done what you know to do, and you've pushed these thoughts, you got to push the thoughts off, and you just have to stand there and say, no, God's Word is true. God's Word's true.
Amen.
I'm going to be strong in Him, the power of His might. I believe Him. I believe what He said in His Word, and I'm winning. And you can look at this thing, and it'll try to push you. But if you'll just stand right in the face of it and say, no, God's Word is true, I'm coming over. He's leading me in victory right now. We have this thing. We got this. Through God, we have it. Not me. It's not me and my great wisdom. In fact, I don't know how we're coming through this. But that's how you know you're walking by faith, is you don't see how, but you believe Him. You don't have to figure it out. You say, how are we going to pay for it? How is our child going to, you know, how am I going to get that? You don't have to know that. You just have to say, God said it. I believe it.
Amen.
Here we go. And I'm going to stay here. And now, if He tells me to do something, I'm tuned in. What He tells me to do, I'm going to do. But I'm not going to be pushed down. I'm going to stand. I'm going to go through this, go over it, under it, through it, however, but we're coming out on the right side.
Amen.
And you got to just shut your head off sometimes.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Amen.
Every thought that comes through your head is not from God.
Amen.
Is that news to anybody?
No.
We got to shut it down and say, no, I'm believing God. I'm going over. I'm standing here. We're going over. God is leading me in victory. Your mind may want to say, we're done. Quit putting on a front. Quit lying. Those thoughts are not from God. I'm not lying. I'm quoting Scripture. I may not know how to get out, but He knows. I'm just going to quote what He said. I don't have to figure it out. If He said we're going over, I believe Him.
Amen.
I don't have to figure it out. Think again of a child. If a child, you know, 3-4-year-old said, well, Daddy said, Mommy said, he don't have to know. He tells all his friends, that's what we're doing. Well, how are you going to do that? I don't know. Daddy told us. Mommy told us, we're going.
That's right.
They'll be bold about it. And if somebody gets, you know, in their face about it, they'll argue. Oh, no. Daddy and Mommy told us, we're going. How's it going to happen? I don't know. They said it's going to happen, so it's going to happen. Watch. And see, what we do, we get pushed on. Somebody starts asking, well, how are you going to do that? How's that going to happen? What's your plan? And you're tempted to, like, try to answer them based on that. I'm not saying you're not obligated to answer to everybody. If you're trusting him, that's in a better position than a guy that has it all planned out. Now, I'm not against planning. I'm not saying you shouldn't plan things, okay? But I'm saying there are situations where you don't know.
That's right.
And you couldn't have planned, and you're where you're at, and you don't know how you're going to fix it. Right?
Right.
And so you have to go, God, I need your help. You show me what to do, but you know what? I'm going to believe that you have a way out. I'm going to believe that you're going to help me. I don't know, but you know.
That's right.
And so now somebody asks, well, how are you going to do that? I believe God.
That's right.
Now, you don't have to throw scripture in front of everybody's face if they don't understand what you're talking about. You don't have to do that. The Bible says, don't throw your pearls before swine. Don't put what's precious in front of somebody that's not going to esteem it. You're not obligated to answer. If it's your business and you're doing what you know to do to follow God, and this person isn't somebody that you're really asking for counsel or whatever, then don't get pushed off. Believe in him. Because that's how the enemy works. Tries to get you to, well, you know, how are you going to do that? Well, I'm going to believe God. You could go through any number of situations in the Bible, and if you ask, well, how's that going to happen? You don't know. Like, why don't you go over to how we doing? Let's go over to Romans 4. Praise God. Romans 4. Go to verse 16. Now, this is talking about Abraham. Anybody ever heard about Abraham?
Yeah.
So Abraham, when he's Abram, God told him he was going to have a son. And the guy is, you know, 75 years old. His wife's never had children. And he said, you're going to have a son. I'm going to make you the father of many nations. Now, you're going to ask, okay, explain to me how that's going to happen. What's the answer? What's the rational answer for that? How do you answer that? Is there a rational answer for it? No. There isn't any. But Abraham's called the father of faith. Abraham trusted God, that God knew what he was talking about, and so Abraham's just going to trust him. It's God's problem to figure out how he's going to have a child when his wife's been barren and he's old and she's old. It's not his problem. But that's not easy on your flesh. This is no easier then than it is now. People think, well, I'm going through stuff that's different. Try explaining this one. Let's read verse 16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Verse 17, As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Huh? Those things that be not as though they were in the King James. See, God told him, I've made you a father of many nations. And God calls those things that look like it's not anything there, and he says it will be. God is the Almighty. And he'll tell you, you're coming through. He already has in his word. But if you listen, he's saying, we got this, we'll come through. And you look and you say, I don't see how. I don't see the pathway. To me, it looks like a wall. Well, you're in good company. Abraham didn't see a way out. But that's not what it told us to do. Verse 17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who, contrary to hope, in hope believed. What that means is when there was no reason to expect anything, he expected anyway. So there's no way in the natural he should think anything's going to happen, but you know what he did in the face of that? He just believed God anyway and said, I believe it.
Yep.
I'm expecting something. Why? Because God said it.
Amen.
Who contrary to hope and hope believed that so that he became the father of many nations. So he became what God said he would become. Why? Because Abraham believed him. Not because Abraham had a knew everything. Not because Abraham knew it in and of himself, because he relied on God and what God said. According to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. Notice, God told him something, and he acted on it. Verse 19, and not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Notice that. Not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body. So what is he doing? His body is old. Sarah's body is old. Didn't say he ignored it, but he looks at it, but he's not focusing on it. He's focusing on what God said. He has circumstances. It does not look like he's going to win. Does it? Doesn't look like it's going to happen. He could have been depressed. Don't think he couldn't have. Don't make this like he's somebody else and he doesn't have emotions. That's not true. He's just like you and like me.
Amen.
The reason we're reading about him is because he believed God. And you and I can believe God. In your circumstance, you can choose to do what Abraham did. And stand right against the stuff that looks bad. You can choose to look away from the stuff that the thoughts that look like you're going down. I mean, he could have got depressed. This is what people do. Even though they have a promise from God, can still say, I don't see any way, and still choose not to believe him.
Amen.
He could have said, I know what God said, but look at my wife. Look at me. And then it didn't happen right away. It didn't happen right away. It didn't happen like 2 weeks later. And see, a lot of people think they gave it a shot, but it didn't happen right away. They said, well, what's wrong? Well, Abraham went 25 years. What's he doing? You got to get in there and stand. You got to just believe God until when? Until. Until. There's no end date where you say, well, this didn't work, let's get a different plan. If you believe God, either you believe him or you don't just give it up at some point. And some people just say, well, I'm trying, but I just don't see it. It's just not working. Well, he could have said it's not working. Did it look like it's working? She's not pregnant. Right? But he's not looking at the circumstance. He's looking at God. We could go a lot, we could go into this a whole lot, and we do. On Wednesdays, we just focus on faith and healing. And we talk a lot about faith. We've talked a lot about these things, but we're getting into here where when we're talking about victory and going through, it comes down to, do you believe what God said, or do you believe what you can see and hear and feel and taste and touch? Do you believe the circumstances, or do you believe God? And this is where the crux of the matter is. There's all kinds of things like what we've talked about where people will get off. They'll think, you know, why am I in this? Well, you know, and question God's goodness. I mean, we've talked about all those things, but it comes down to, at the end, do you believe Him, or do you believe what you can see and feel and the stuff around you and the circumstance and the natural and the odds and the statistics, or do you believe Him? That's what it comes down to. Because He said He would lead us in victory. So if He's leading me in victory, as long as I'm hooked with Him and just believe what He's saying, I'm going to get to victory. But if I decide to let these other things derail me and say, there's no way, He's going on, but I'm saying there's no way, well, I'm not going to get there. Do you see that? It's not that He did anything. He told me, just like Abraham, and I have the ability to either consider the junk I'm seeing or to consider His Word. Now, I'm not ignoring the circumstances. We're not saying ignore it. It's real. Okay, we don't preach that. People say all kinds of dumb stuff here. Well, you know, it's just like ignoring circumstance. No, no, it's not. You acknowledge it's real, it's there, but God said something else, and I choose to believe that what He said will trump this. You know, will overtake it. This is something, but this is something better. This is something more powerful. If God said it, I don't care that my wife is barren. I don't care that I'm old. And you could say things in your situations that you face. I don't care that professionals said this, or we don't have this money, or the doctor said this. Okay, fine. Not saying they don't know what they're talking about, given the knowledge they have, but God said something else, and if I'm going to win, I'm going to have to focus on what He said. And just hold on to it like a bulldog, and walk through it like I actually am going somewhere. In other words, I don't hold on to it like a bulldog and just like, oh my God, I just wish it would go over, but I'm believing God. No, we're not. At that point, we're not. Because we're sad. If I believe I'm going over, I'm happy. Right? That's a telltale sign. I believe we're going somewhere. God is working. He's on my side. The greater one is in me. And I believe what God said, He said, the Bible says here, Abraham did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old in the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened. Notice this. He was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what He had promised, He was also able to perform. He was convinced. He did not glorify the circumstance and say, we're going, I just don't see it, we're going down, I know God, and blah, blah, blah. He said, God said it, and He chose not to waver. You know what wavering is? It's going between two. Well, I believe God, but I just don't see how. No, he just locked in, said, I've seen this, I know what the report is, I know what the circumstances are, but I'm going, God said it, therefore I believe if He said it, He can do it. Do you see the childlike faith there?
Amen.
That's where we lock into. Daddy said it, here we go. Other individuals may have said other stuff, but they're not what my father said, and they don't know what he knows. And so I choose to believe him. I choose to walk with him. I choose to say, he's right.
He's right.
And it's gonna come to pass. I'm coming through. I'm coming over. Mm-hmm. And I will stand till I see it. Just going right through. Just staying right there. It's just simple trust.
Amen.
Stuff flies at you, thoughts, circumstances, and you say, well, God's word hasn't changed. And you just stay there. And you walk through it. And you glorify Him. Notice, go back a verse. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith. How did he stay strong? He gave glory to God, and when he was tempted to look down and tempted to feel sorry for himself and tempted to say, this isn't going to work, I just don't know how, he glorified God and said, God is the God of heaven and earth. He knows all things. He told me, and he knows how to make it come to pass. And I just, Lord, I thank you and praise you. I see myself enjoying the fruits. I see myself over there. Lord, I worship you and say that you are the King of Kings. You are the God that knows the end from the beginning. Lord, you said it. I'm coming over. And what did that do to him? It strengthened him. It strengthened him. That's how you stay strong. That's how you stand. You stir yourself up in what he has said. Amen. And just stay there. And just stay there. Praise God.
Amen.
Walking right through. And then you see it show up. And you say, that's what I'm talking about. That's what my God said he would do, and there it is. There it is. There it is. We came through. And you know what that does? That encourages you going forward.
Amen.
One of the quickest ways to get yourself stirred up is to talk and stir yourself up about what God has done.
Amen.
And remember what you thought when you were going through the circumstance. It's old to you now. You know the outcome. You know what the end game was. But when you were facing it, what did you feel like? Did you know where the answer was going to come from? Did you see it? But now you look back and you say, well, of course it was going to come from. Well, it's the same thing right here. You can go forward and say, God did it there. He'll do it going forward.
Amen.
He'll bring it through. He's done it in His Word. He's done it for me. This is the same thing. I don't need to know. I just need to trust Him.
Amen.
Praise God. Go ahead and stand to your feet, please.